Jasper Moraville, June 6, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Danielle. Today's weather here in Moraville is moderate. Temperatures today through Sunday night, 28 to 32 degrees. The sky is overcast with scattered clouds and a fair chance of rain and thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. Winds out of the south, 10 to 21 kilometers per hour. Here is an excerpt of an interview with Laura. She speaks about her work as the new coordinator of AVI and her creative ideas around this.
I work at the Unity Pavilion, which is a very nice place and also is the center of all the activity of the International Zone, which is also one of the topic of AVI International. So the development of the different pavilion from the different countries which are represented in Moraville. And I've noticed a very, very big representative of the Russian pavilion in the Unity Pavilion. They have many people gathering there, and there are many meetings. And now they have these fantastic bells, these special bells, which are some groups are coming and playing those bells in the afternoon. And there are always somebody from this group there, also using the computer or being there. So it's a very nice atmosphere. Because it's really a place which is meant for people who want to gather and talk to each other, and it has the main aim. It's every activity which is connected with peace, universal peace.
Which activity are in the Unity Pavilion beside this AVI?
Well, there's Shivaya working there. There's a young man working there, which is in charge of connection, which is for a young Orovillian looking for a job in Moraville. And then, as I told you, there are the different pavilion groups and the desk of AVI. And then the space is open. Also, there are some computers that are open for some students which are staying for a while in Moraville. They can come and use the computer and meet other people. And this, I think, are all student program which are organized from Shivaya and another group of people. So exchange of students from different country of the world.
The next month we'll have this connection with the internet, 2 gigabytes, that will allow us to do video conferences, and one of the main activities of this will be, I hope, with the AVIs.
This will be very nice, because it will be nice to be able to talk to all the people at the same time and to listen to what you had to do to different topics, and also sometimes to participate in some events that they are organizing. There's something going on in Europe, there will be something in UK and something in Spain, and I heard also that a big event also in Canada will organize, so we will be able to connect to them and have some live feedback about what is going on.
Two letters, both dated June 2nd, 2008, may be read on the Read More area of this news. One letter is from Dr. Karan Singh, Chairman, Moraville Foundation in Delhi, and the other is from the Moraville International Advisory Council in Brussels. Both letters are to Mr. Mark Thompson, Director General, BBC Broadcasting House, London, in regard to the TV clip on Moraville, which was broadcast on May 21st of this year. On Sunday, June 8th at 7 p.m. at the Matramandir Amphitheater, Mother's mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate, will be sung, guided by joy. Agni and Maurizio will accompany on acoustic guitar. One must never make rules. Every minute one must endeavor to apply the highest truth one can perceive. Those words from the Mother's Agenda. The news is an echo of the lives of Moravillians. For more information, contact moravilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.